It was a little slow,
like,
but hey.
And I'm like, shh, what? I'm falling asleep.
Jenny, I'm trying to make America great again. Oh. All right? And you're just trying to post an Instagram post. Welcome to The Atypical Podcast from theatypicallife.com. I am Matt Mooney.
And I'm Jenny Mooney. Here, we take a look at all kinds of things.
We may tell stories. We call them side stories. Welcome a friend to join us or interview someone more widely known and ask them all kinds of questions. And sometimes, yes, sometimes we may just do a little Matt chat, discussing the current happenings of our life.
Through all of it, we hope to give you something atypical as you listen along your typical day.
Hello, 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 and welcome, Virginia. Welcome to you.
Thanks. Well, another week of getting started, and there's a few difficulties. How's your blood pressure right now?
I feel like this is the way we start every time now, so I don't like it. We're going to start. We're going to edit this out.
Do you think that there'll be a time where we come? Miss Margaret is our neighbor. Miss Margaret is.
I'm going to start over. I don't want us to talk about me being pissed because I'll just be pissy, and I can talk about it forever.
But it's so fun. This is the thing that people listen for. You being a pissy 8 and me being a sweet 9. We just, that's what makes podcast magic right there. Is you're like grumbly, throwing chords. And I'm like, love you.
You're the one. Hello, everyone. Buckle your seatbelt. Grab another donut. We're going to get started here. Jenny?
Over under on how many people who listen to our podcast know what that is.
I think there's three out there that do.
And we're going to donut.
We're going to leave it ambiguous. If you don't, then you're out of our cool kid club. You don't get to sit at our lunch table. And we're sorry that we're bringing bad feelings for you from middle school. But welcome to The Atypical Podcast, Jenny. We are going to get rolling this week. We're just going to dive right in. And you know the great thing about us, Virginia?
What's that?
We don't really ever know quite where we're going.
It's like Christmas.
It is just, like...
You open that gift.
It is
What's
like
What's it going to be?
Merry Christmas, Jenny. Hey, Jenny, as we dive right into it, as we get into this donut, actually today we're sponsored, Jenny, by Brew Dr. Kombucha. That's what I'm drinking. Townsend's Tea Company. The love flavor happens to be my favorite. We want to thank them for their support of the podcast. Haven't given us a dime, but maybe one day they will.
I think one of my favorite things is that we always say that we're sponsored by just whatever.
I'm drinking.
Whatever you're drinking, like whatever we happen to be talking about.
You know.
You know, if any of you are confused by that, we actually have no sponsors. We'd be open to it.
Speak for yourself, Jenny. I do have sponsors that I haven't told you about. I've got all kinds of labels and brands just knocking down my door. We're negotiating. We're negotiating for the rights to The Atypical Podcast.
Okay,
as
that's good.
Far as you know.
Yeah.
Jenny, what I want to hear about is, and I want you to dry your eye before we even start. Get that yawn out. It's a good solid yawn. That's a great way to start off the podcast. Get everybody nice and snoozing.
Here's the thing, podcast listeners. If Matt wouldn't bring it up, would anyone know I was yawning right then? No.
That's why I brought it up. I wanted them to know. But however, let's talk about your bracket. Now, just lay it out there for us. Go ahead.
Here's all you need to know. I had Virginia winning it all. Last time we talked about this on the podcast.
You can actually stop right there, everybody.
I had someone else, but I hadn't submitted it yet, so I changed things up. Had Virginia winning it all. But you know what? I don't care, because a one seed went down in the first round. History was made.
Wonderful.
Go team.
So in the Mooney household, we like to fill out the brackets. I encouraged you a long time ago to fill out a bracket. It makes it fun, even if you're not a baller, shot caller, kind of like myself, number 11, senior year, average about 12. This is the emotional leader of the team, said the coach in our newspaper article. But, you know, moving
on. What
right
was your
on.
Quote in the newspaper article?
I can't quite remember. Something to the effect of, we're not overconfident or cocky, but we just feel like nobody can beat us. And I stand by that quote. You know, that was not fake news. That was real news.
Did you go on to win that game?
We had won the district tournament, Jenny. We had won the regional tournament, 1996, of course, with Christian Eagles. We had we were headed to the state tournament.
Okay.
And we got a big interview there in the
and
daily.
And then what happened?
As I get older, I can't quite remember.
I'll actually tell you
what happened. My shoe blew out in the game.
How does that? I mean,
your laces just—they they
explode. How do laces explode?
Well, is this a thing? You're in your 35th basketball game at the end of a season and your laces explode.
Never seen that happen.
So, but we were 30-5. Let's move on. We were really good. Number 11, point guard. But my bracket, much kind of like my basketball career as compared to your basketball career, you went out, Virginia, so literally like you were out of it pretty much.
Oh, yeah, so many red X's all over.
Just red X's. However, I've got Villanova, and I'm feeling pretty good about myself, Jen. Feeling pretty good.
Who has a chance to beat you in the bracket?
Well, I feel like we're losing. I feel like we're losing all the people that don't care about the bracket. So let's go to the human interest story, which is sister. Is it Jean? Sister Jean with Loyola. The upset of all upsets here. Then we got the nun who prays for the team. Why are you laughing at
you
me?
You said Loyola. It's Loyola.
Oh, whoops. Loyola. I was just trying so hard to remember her name and not get the nun's name wrong. I figure you get struck with lightning if you get the nun's name wrong.
Loyola.
She's 94 years old. Is that right?
I don't remember her age, but she's wonderful.
I need
and
your
I
help
just
want
to cheer for her team. I hope that they win it all because she's marvelous. Her
she's
bracket
wonderful.
Got busted, though.
She's the top-selling bobblehead. Did you know that?
That's my true. Goodness.
The number one top-selling bobblehead sister from Loyola. Loyola.
We're going to call it Loyola.
I think it's Crayola that I'm thinking, and I'm just putting the L on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, what kind of name is Loyola anyway? It's not like that's a common name. So the Catholics are still in it, Jen. The Catholics are coming strong in March Madness. We got, on one hand, Villanova, who I picked, and then Loyola on the other hand. So there might be a lot of Hail Marys, praying, rosary
beads. People talk about the chaplain for...
there's
Villanova
a father.
Too.
There's a father. He's not getting near as much pub because he's in his 50.
Yeah.
But he was an attorney before he became a father. Did you know that? No, you didn't. I'm here to give you all kinds of little tidbits. But those are the human interest stories. We did, whether you care about basketball or not, we had major upsets. We had the first ever number one seed go down, Jenny's pick, in the first round from UMBC. Can you remember what they stood
University
for?
Of Maryland Barrel. University of Maryland,
have we been drinking?
Baltimore County.
Good job.
And the only reason I know is because me and everyone else in the world Googled it
night
during the game. They're going, who is this?
Googled it up. And so you got that going on. You have upsets. You have an 11 seed in the Final Four, which is fun. And you got a nun on the sideline that gets more pub. More people can name the nun than anybody that plays on the team, which is wonderful.
She's magical.
Isn't she?
Oh, I love her.
So speaking of magical, my jump shot, my bracket, and Sister Jean. And so let's be moving on right here from basketball. Hey, Jenny, straight from here, you're headed into a little parent-teacher conference.
Parent-teacher conferences, guys.
Now, usually, you need to know, I'm the dad that usually accompanies you to these.
Yeah, you go to most of them.
I go to most of them. I will not be making these. We'll talk about why coming up here soon. We're a little bit busy season of what we got going with the Engage conference and lots of fun stuff. But you are headed, when we hit the stop button, you are headed. So I thought what we might do is just take a second, hear from you, how you're feeling, and coach you up a little bit. All right? Because, Jenny, we know from, if you're in disability world, when you have a kiddo going to school, you do IEPs. So I'm losing a lot of you, and I'm trying to bring you all along. It's hard, though.
So if your child, let me give people a little catch up on the IEP. IEP stands for Individualized Education Plan, and if your child needs any extra services, now, if you know our family and you've heard us talk about Lena needs a lot of extra services. But even if your kindergartner can't pronounce their R's, they might qualify to be pulled out of class for speech two times a week or something like that. And so they would need an IEP that said they need to be pulled out. And then it goes all the way to more extensive.
So there you go, a little primer on the IEPs. But the point wasn't that. This is a parent-teacher conference, but my point was from IEPs we know. So when we put Lena into school, how many years ago was that? Was that 3 years ago now?
Yeah, into public school.
We went to the public school. She had been in a private school situation. Lena has profound autism, mild cerebral palsy, all kinds of things to kind of think through when you're thinking about putting her in school. We did meetings, count them, 12 2 to 4 hour meetings with the school district. Let's just leave that for another podcast on how those went. But in the end, it worked out fine. Lena's doing great. Her teachers and the school have embraced her. But it's always kind of a, you're always working with the school on how do we educate Lena? What's around the bend? And what, you know? So with our other two, when we do parent-teacher conferences, and what I've learned from just kind of watching you, the way that we approach Jenny IEP meetings was I always said, I'm ready to go to war. I prepare as though I'm going to war.
Yes.
I'm sharpening the sword, and you're over like cooking cookies for them, you know? And so we have a little bit different
approach.
Yeah,
we've talked about this before. That's my initial approach. But I mean, you know, if something's needed, I can do what it takes.
No, you got the mama bear.
I mean, I come in with the plate of cookies.
Yeah.
And what the cookies say is, I see you. I hear you. And the underlying thing of that is you will hear me, too.
You will. Eat my cookies.
Listen to my voice.
There's a t-shirt that says Advocate Like a Mother, which I think that's great. That's a great t-shirt. We're sponsored by the Advocate Like a Mother t-shirt. You get yours at www.theatypicallife.com. Not really, but we should be. And so you are headed in to the parent-teacher conferences. How you feeling?
I feel good. I think, you know, one of the things that's interesting is the way that you walk into the parent-teacher conference for your child that just goes through the education system, you know, without needing any individualized education plan. I mean, you just listen to all the things, but I come at the meeting in a similar way that I would come to an IEP meeting. So I have questions. I kind of prepare ahead of time, all that stuff. I think most people are like, what are you doing?
Well, they show up. Well, probably because of the IEP, we think about this way more than the typical average family, though I know there's some type A's out there that are way worse than us. But yeah, so I just wanted to hear how you were doing, how you were feeling, where the anxiety level was. You know, we love our school. We love our kids' teachers. We feel like it's a partnership with them. But like every year, it's, you know, if you have kids and you kind of know that, you know, you're always thinking, what are they struggling with? What are they kind of behind? What do they need to catch up on? What are they strong on? But they, you know, and you can kind of drive yourself nuts if you take it all too seriously. But we try to walk that line of like, okay, this is important. They do this every day. It's their education. And we're not the family that has the bumper sticker of my family's in the honor roll. It's probably not the way we go.
Well, and we have three children who are all at the same school, and they are all very different learners.
Wildly different.
And so it's a different, I kind of have to leave one parent-teacher conference and sort of like regroup and then leave that one and then regroup. The school is only kindergarten through fourth grade. So it's a rare thing that someone has three children there in three grades.
Yeah. And so, in fact, you know, an interesting thing for us that we'll have to keep people updated on is Lena will be leaving the school she's in. It's just age. She's
fourth grade
going into fifth, and that's a different school here in our school system. And so you know, we kind of just we're back at square one with, we're going to go look at schools, the different, she has a couple public school options. We're going to look at those, look at the classroom. How do we feel about them? Because we go that route. There's a lot of IEP meetings and a lot of things to kind of prepare and think through and work together with the school district on. You know, I'll be sharpening my sword. You'll be cooking your cookies and we'll be going to great meetings. But actually, our school district, I feel like, has come a ways in the last 3 years. I'm really proud of them.
Since we started, they've come.
They really have, which is very quickly. And they've actually changed some of their approaches and in ways that we feel good about for kids with disability. But she'll be going to a different school. So yeah, we'll keep you posted. We're looking at, you know, there's some smaller classroom options that are private that would meet some of her needs. But we really think it's important for her to be known in her community. So maybe we'll walk you through. Maybe we'll do a podcast on Lena Goes to School.
Lena Goes to Middle School. I go silent when you talk about it because it's just, there's a lot of question marks with it right now. And it's a really unique thing that she's growing up and those transitions and what does fighting for her look like now. You know, initially the fight was to just get her in this world. It's called the least restrictive environment. What we thought was the least restrictive environment for her, meaning with her neighbors, with her siblings, And we pushed really hard for her to go to our neighborhood school. And it's gone really well. And so now it's like, oh, a new transition. So we, big question marks. You know, we don't go into it knowing what we're fighting for. We just have lots of figuring out things.
Jenny, and one of the reasons that I will not be your wingman today, I like to call myself your wingman, your arm candy, if you will, at the parent-teacher conferences is we at 99 Balloons, you, me, and a few others of our best friends are having the Engage Conference April 14th right here in Fayetteville, Arkansas. So that conference is centered on disability inclusion in the church. We got all kinds of folks coming in. We have an evening event with Heather Avis. In fact, we will be re-airing our interview with Heather Avis from The Lucky Few, from Notoriety of Instagram, of Macy Makes My Day, and somebody that we are so excited to bring here into Northwest Arkansas. If you are anywhere within driving distance, you should jump in your car, fill it up with gas, and you should get here on April 14th. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got creative things going on during the night, unbelievable content and breakouts during the day for families and disability, anything, everything. And then the night is just creative and fun, and really excited to have Heather Avis come and tell a little bit about her story as well.
Yeah, the night event is a community gathering. So it's for anyone, for everyone. And we would love folks to come hear her. She, look, when she speaks, like, in this space that we're in of disability, but she has this way of speaking that is so profound to me. And like you just, she kind of commands your attention in a really unique and cool way with her story and with her voice. So y'all come.
So if you cross paths nowhere in any way, shape, or form with disability, we think that you should still totally come and hear and listen and be present at this, and you'll be glad that you did. We'll have more information on show notes and links at theatypicallife.com. You can buy tickets to the Engage Conference or just the evening event called 99 Balloons Presents at www.99balloons.org/engage. It'll all be there in the show notes and links. Hey, guess what?
What?
I got a little something, something that I thought we would do today. You know, I'm into trying things. We've tried a few things like where I explain newspaper things to you or things in the newspaper to you. We've tried that. I think we need to bring that one back
up. We do need to bring it back. I have, even though you say that, I think, oh, I got a list of things I need your explanation.
I know. Be writing those down. And you know, as we've talked about many a times, I like to read newspapers. Jenny, you like me, so you humor me and you ask, you know, what the heck does this mean? And I pretend to answer it on the spot, but really I go research it, Google it, look it up, and then come and tell you. But if you're listening out there and you think, hey, I keep hearing this, maybe it's DACA,
maybe it's Bitcoin.
I keep hearing about this. I have no idea what it means. That's what I think the news sometimes forgets is like, yeah, we don't actually spend 8 hours of our day going over this stuff, you know, as a news reporter should, could, and would, and researching. So, hey, if you out there, if you have a question from the news, we'll fire that segment up here soon, whether it be Jenny or whether it be you. Send us your questions via Instagram, via anything. You could find us, theatypicallife.com.
Look, the news these days, that can go all kinds of ways. It might be pretty atypical as to what we find here.
Jenny, what are you finding out there in the news?
When people send us their questions on the news, it could... lots of different ways that
could
go.
Well, that's great because I have control and I'll just screen out all the weirdos. But
okay, good.
Listen,
moving on.
I was not going to talk about the news. I was just giving an example of segments that we've done in the past.
Love it.
To intro this little segment.
Okay, what do you have?
It's kind of a, you know how, Jenny, you have what I call pointless passions.
Mm-hmm.
We've called them rants on the show before, where you will just go off about something that means something to you, be it Uggs, be it the uniform for the University of Arkansas girls. It usually has to do with women for some reason. Be it professional cheerleaders.
Yeah, I'm a woman, so I think I just have opinions.
That's
about
interesting.
Women. Yeah.
Hey, you are a woman. My favorite woman in the entire earth.
Good job.
Love you, Smoops. Want to talk about it?
No.
Want to talk about how big my love is for you?
Oh, Lord, help us all.
Mission accomplished. But nonetheless, I thought we would kind of mix your rants. By the way, do you have a rant for us? I mean, I hear people out there just chomping at the bit to hear one if you've got one, but you're not feeling
well,
it today.
Well, I'm really curious about our segment.
Well, I thought we would take the rants, if we could, and play a little game of Would You Rather. So can you handle it?
That's
only going to work if you do a little bit more than just answer. I need you to kind of like explain your answer or something.
No, I'll have whenever I play this game, like I kind of have to think through it and I can tell you pros and cons of both. So
I'll
work hard at that.
Remember, this might be the worst idea I've had and it just totally dive bombs. We won't do it again. You'll know if we do it again. But remember that today, our round of Would You Rather is brought to you by Dr. Brew's Kombucha, Town Den Tea Company, favorite flavor of love, drinking it right now. Thank you for the kombucha. You need good biotics, probiotics in your tummy.
Good biotics.
Go to Loyola University and get your good biotics. Okay, back to the game here, Jenny. Okay, are you ready? I need you to be on point.
I'm ready.
Would you rather wear Uggs 24 hours a day for an entire week? That means you have to sleep in them. You have to wear them in the shower. And we know your feelings for Uggs. You think that
you make it sound like I dislike Uggs more than I do. There were some specific things
we haven't gotten through the choice.
Okay, go ahead.
Before you, this might not be the best idea I've ever had because you can't even let me finish.
Okay, go ahead. 24 hours a day, or
would you rather wear Uggs 24 hours a day for a week, or have to wear the Arkansas women's college uniform of slick shorts and an extra large T-shirt to church meetings and weddings for a year? Would you rather, let me repeat, wear Uggs 24 hours a day for 1 week, 24 hours a day, even in the shower, in the bed, or wear the Women's University of Arkansas uniform of slick shorts and the mandatory extra large T-shirt that it actually covers over the shorts to look like you're not wearing shorts, to all church functions, church, you have to show up, all meetings with other people, and particularly weddings for 1 year?
Okay, so just to clarify, when you say Arkansas women's uniform, you're not talking about a women's sport. You're saying
I'm talking about the standard issued uniform to all. I believe it's actually all girls in the University of Arkansas must wear this because that's all I see.
No, it's just whatever reason they're all wearing this on the campus over there. So,
but not Cassidy, our token millennial hipster. She says she doesn't wear that.
She doesn't. It's true.
Good for her.
I'm going to go with, okay, so as I think through this, my main reasoning for this is the length of time. So when one has a week and one has a year, I mean, a year is significantly longer.
But the week is 24 hours a day.
The week is 24 hours a day, and I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with Uggs because my feet can sweat and I can just look like that, but I could change everything else, you know, from the ankle up.
Okay.
Mid calf up, I can be in control. Whereas the other one, I mean, if you're wearing, I mean, I'm 38. I'm not gonna wear slicky Nike shorts.
You are.
Everywhere.
I would love to
every
see
now
you
and
wear
then
slicky
on the
Nike
jog,
shorts.
But I just not wear them everywhere. It just
I would
makes
love to
me
see you
cringe. Whereas Uggs are gonna be hot.
I would love to see you in whatever
hot like
the less
like
clothing the better.
Temperature hot.
Would you like to hear the next one?
Yeah, go.
Okay. Would you rather? This is what you, that was kind of what you wear. Also, okay. I've kind of mixed them all, Jenny. This is kind of what you're watching a little bit, kind
okay.
of ish.
Ooh, I'm
along
like
with
this
your
one
rants.
A bit.
Would you rather it be that the only show that you could watch would be Rise Episode 1 on repeat for 1 week? Now, we talked last week about the inaugural episode of Rise, and we're not going to talk about it again. Go back and listen. But let's just say it was a little bit of a letdown. Would you rather you can only watch? In fact, I'm going to change this live time. We're live streaming 24 hours a day for 1 week on the TV in your home.
Is the one episode?
Is the initial episode one for 7 days? Or would you rather? Now I know this for most people seems like an easy choice, but I know you and I know your feelings. It's not a swipe at any one particular person. More about politics and you, and they don't mix, but. Would you rather watch Rise Episode 1 on repeat for 1 week in your home or watch a Trump speech for 1 hour all the way through on C-SPAN?
What a long pause.
Do I know you?
That's
tough.
Yeah. So when you said the game, would you rather, I thought they'd be like generic, you know, like.
No, these are tailored.
Would you rather like not have elbow joints or wear all denim?
We'll do that. We'll get there too. These are tailored to you.
These are tailored to me. So the Trump speech is an hour.
You have to watch it all the way through.
I have to like.
And pass a test on it. You have to listen.
I have to listen. And the Rise thing was 24 hours a day. It's on. Am I watching it or is it just on in the background?
It's just on. It's just on. But now you can't watch anything else.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm going to go with Rise.
See, I knew you would. And I just want to tell everybody out there, what the world? Listen, Jenny, we flip through and I get interested in, let's say the Senate is up and they're talking about something or they're voting on something. It's C-SPAN. Like, it's not the most, but I'm interested. This is what's going on. This is policy. This is politics. You know, this is democracy in action. Jenny cannot grab her phone and get on Instagram fast enough if anything remotely political is on the TV.
That last thing you watched for a long time wasn't C-SPAN. It was some documentary from the 80s about some Arkansas policy or something. I mean, it was so slow.
It was a little slow,
like,
but hey.
And I'm like, shh, what? I'm falling asleep.
Jenny, I'm trying to make America great again. Oh. All right. And you're just trying to post an Instagram post.
So I would say 24 hours of Rise because I don't have to engage with it. It can just be on and playing in my home. Whereas when you gave me the option of the hour-long Trump speech, I have to like listen and answer questions on it and stuff. That feels more exhausting to me than
an hour.
I know
it does. I knew it would. I tried to come up with the worst possible thing I could think of to counterbalance an hour of listening because I knew you'd pick the other. But Jenny, a turnabout is fair play. We're going to give you an opportunity.
Matt, would you rather go with me to every class I take at Bar 3 for a month?
For 1 month?
For 1 month. I do 3 to 4 a week. And the ones, there are quite a few men that take, but the ones I go to are generally at a time where it's mostly women.
Can I do the thing that I got onto you for doing?
You have to let me finish.
Go ahead. Can I finish?
So a whole week. A month. So that's probably going to be, 12 classes. Or would you rather have to wear a rompum every day for a week? At night, too, like the UGG thing, 24 hours.
I got to go out in public in the rompum.
Oh, yeah. You got to go to meetings. Jenny, you have to go to the office for 9 a.m. balloons.
Jenny, this is where you and I are different. Because first, let me say, I think it requires just a little backstory on the Bar 3 class. I actually, as your husband, through all your exercise classes, and you've done tons of them. We both used to work at a fitness center at one time. We had free classes. You would go to Iron Pump'em, some bike rider, some Jimbo Jumbo jump around. And I always told you, my promise to you as your husband was, hey, I'll go to anything, any class one time with you. And I've been to a few, all women, just me. And Bar 3, just for me, has been a little bit different because we talked about me going to Bar 3 at some point, and I just had, it's just, for some reason, it's outside the box for me. I don't think I can do it. And there's men that do it. We have friends that do it.
And I do yoga.
So I'm not saying that it necessarily makes sense, but there's one little thing that I heard you and Heather talk about one time, and it was your pelvic floor. And ever since then, I knew I'm not doing that. So with that said, and with that deep belief that I should not ever know what my pelvic floor is, and that God never wanted me to, I would have to romp them for 1 week. And the world would thank me. Well, folks, there you have it. It is in the books. Hope that you enjoyed that. Thank you for listening. As always, you can find show notes and links at theatypicallife.com. Also, be listening for our re-air of our interview with Heather Avis. That'll be coming up, and we're excited about her coming into Northwest Arkansas April 14th. You can find information out in the show notes and links as well about her coming. Have a great week. We love you.